Choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And as I look out in the sanctuary today, I see more of our brothers and sisters that has returned to worship with us corporately here today in our sanctuary. And outside, we have much to be thankful for today. And we welcome those not only in our sanctuary and those who are outside, we welcome those who are on the radio, the internet, and those that will be listening to our CD later when they receive it. And now what I'd like for us to do is to do what we came to do, and that is to worship our God, our Savior, and our King. And if, we're going to have Tae Young on the piano with us again today. We're glad to have her and Henry back with us, and myself leading the songs. And we're going to begin today with hymn number 2, first and last stanza, please. Hymn number 2, first and last stanza.
Thank you.
thank you so much for that great singing. And as you know, I believe Brother Jack, number two, was one of his favorite songs for us to sing. And we really miss Jack and Pastor and all of our beloved brothers and sisters that's gone on. Like the pastor said, they've gone on a little bit ahead of us, but we'll catch up to them. Let us now continue praising our God with number 23, hymn number 23, first and last stanzas, please. Again, amen for that great singing. It's getting better and better with more people here. You're covering up my voice. Let us stand now for our last song, number 450.
Tomlinson. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, everybody. As Wayne had said, it is great, and what a blessing, tremendous blessing it is to see some faces we haven't seen for a while. It is a blessing to be here and that we can pretty much have everybody that has been coming inside now with all of the changes that have been going on. That is incredible what God is still doing in the hearts and minds of people. And we do continue to desire to see more and more faces, not just the ones we're used to, but also new ones who have yet to understand the gospel of Christ, but enter into his kingdom through faith. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for your divine grace and mercy, for the greatness of your love and your compassion, for the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to transform our lives and to bring us unto yourself. In you, O Lord, we have hope. In you, we have peace. And we stand in awe of your grace and of your might. Even during these difficult times of life, you are still with us. For you have promised you will never leave us nor forsake us. And so we stand in your presence and rejoice. And in Malachi chapter 4, he says, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." When we have you, Lord, in our lives, you rise up with us to heal us and to strengthen us. You help us to be that light that we need to be, that strength and grace that you desire to have in us. And we do pray for your strengthening power upon the people of God. Whether they're from Bethel or whether they're other Christians, that you, Lord, would keep and dwell within them, this instill within them this deep longing and thirsting and hungering for your word and your presence, that the people of God would desire more and more to know you. And as we draw closer to you, to live for you, and to live with you being our presence and being our guide and director, that those around us who do not know you would see and hear of your transforming power, would comprehend in totality that our sins are forgiven, that we have been washed clean and we have made pure again by your divine spirit. It is not by our works, it's not by our righteousness, but it is by your spirit, O Lord, bless us. And as we live out your gospel truth and your love, that this nation who has turned its back upon you, Lord, that they would turn back again, that you would revive in your people a desire for your presence and to live out your word and transform this nation back to its first love. A nation that was founded on the principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That you would instill in people, in the community, your calmness, your peace, your presence. That people would not be caught up with panic and worry, but they would know and remember that you, O Lord, are in control. And that your peace and your love would thread its way through the communities and the cultures to turn them around from their evil and wicked ways unto your holy and perfect and glorious ways. We pray for your healing power and your comforting spirit upon those who are afflicted with various diseases, those who have afflicted with COVID-19, for your hand of protection and healing power. We pray for Lil Ida, who with low blood platelets is having some pain in her body. For Karen Kruger, having some significant pain this morning. And for those with cancer, Lord, Al Meek's friend Jim Shearer, Dana Noriel's friend Karen, bless him, Lord, with your strength and with your comfort and peace. We pray for Leonard and Fern Rice. Heard from them this morning, Lord. They're doing pretty good given all the situations we're in. And Leonard's health is stable, and we thank you for that. And we do pray for Darlene. It was a blessing to see her today. And though she has that broken ankle, she was here today, Lord. We thank you for that and pray for her continued recovery. We pray for Miriam Lacey's family as her aunt Elvira, who's Irene Zagart's mom, passed away. Comfort the family and bless them with your divine presence and guidance. We thank you for our friend Esther Polis, who's expecting in October. And we pray for Bethel that we would be your faithful servants here, that we would be able to have your divine guidance on our future facilities and how all of the buildings and structures that we have can be meshed into one, that we would have your wisdom and guidance on how to reach out to this world in a COVID world, but more in that people would come to you and know you. Pray that you would further reopen us and help us to get things back in operation. All of our services open, Lord, and we pray that you would fill them with your people desiring you. And Lord, we pray for pastors that are in conflict with the state over the government's control over God's church, for your hand of blessing upon them. In particular, we hear of John MacArthur and Greg Laurie and Jack Traber, who's a local pastor. Give them your strength, your guidance, and show them your mercy and grace as they deal with the difficulties and challenges that lie ahead. And Father, we pray for your hand of blessing upon the missionaries throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano of Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila of Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco of Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices Ministering to Women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. Bless them with your divine presence and spirit, and encourage their hearts to testify of you. We pray for the offering to be used for your honor, for your glory, for the expansion of the kingdom of Christ, and for the impact of the gospel on the lives of people. We pray for your blessing upon those who hear and those who support the works of ministry, whether they're listening here in the sanctuary, listening over KKMC radio, over the internet, or later on in the CD. Encourage their hearts and bless them to follow after you. We praise you and rejoice in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices once again. Again, I want to say welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We're thankful that you're worshiping with us today. Now, what we're going to do is turn in our scripture and read James chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Pastor will be teaching from James chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. And if you please stand for the reading of God's word. James chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. May God bless the reading of his word, and let us remain standing for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we once again enter into your Holy of Holies. We enter into your throne room. We enter into your presence. We have this privilege to come to you boldly, only by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we adore him so much and give him all the glory for providing salvation for all those who repent and put their trust in him. And Father, your word tells us in Romans chapter 12 and verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Father, as we remember 9/11 this past Friday, and this anniversary day we now call Patriot Day, may we never forget with sorrow still in our hearts of those tragic events that occurred on that day, Father. Father, we lift up our prayer to all those families who had loved ones who died during this terrible day, and those who died in hospitals afterwards. From the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and on Airline Flight 93. Console these families, friends, and all who mourn this loss, in the hope that all who trust in you will find peace and rest in your kingdom from your loving care. Father, we pray those who courageously responded to provide comfort and aid to the afflicted that are still alive today, and we honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, their life, in trying to save others. Father, we also pray for ourselves as we seek your strength and guidance as we live in the aftermath of this tragedy. Father, let us honor the memory of nearly 3,000 individuals who died on September 11, 2001, at this time, and to remember how you, Almighty God, brought this nation together to focus upon you for a while, and let it be our resolve to defeat the enemy. Father, now as we begin the study of your word, pour out your spirit upon all our hearts and make your words known to us, and give us the spirit, power to do as your word teaches, because we love you and want to always do your will. Now, Father, bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he preaches your word. In Jesus' name, amen.